Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening. Some Zimbabweans say it's now clear that First Lady Grace Mugabe wants to succeed her husband, President Mugabe.
Manjuru is no more in terms of power in ZANU-PF. Mnangagwa is as good as gone. When he's gone, who's left? This is where they shall see the truth. She is next.
Zimbabwean authorities impound a United States registered cargo plane with human remains. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some Zimbabweans say First Lady Grace Mugabe's attacks on senior government officials like Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is a clear indication that she is now gunning for the highest office in the land. They say she wants to purge all those who she perceives as stumbling blocks in her ascendancy to the presidency. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Some Zimbabweans say it is clear that the First Lady is now inching closer to the country's executive arm of the state as she wants to eliminate suspected enemies like Mnangagwa and members of this alleged ZANU-PF faction calling itself Team Lacosta. Several top ZANU-PF officials aligned to this group have already been suspended in the Midlands province, viewed as Mnangagwa's stronghold and other regions. Expelled former ZANU-PF legislator Temba Muliswa, who is also a coordinator of the Youth Advocates for Reform and Democracy, said the First Lady is currently eliminating perceived stumbling blocks as she is destined for the highest office in Zimbabwe.
Manjuru is no more in terms of power in ZANU-PF. Mnangagwa is as good as gone. When he's gone, who's left? This is where they shall see the truth. She is next.
Independent political commentator Ernest Muzengi concurred, saying President Mugabe knows what his wife is doing as he is trying to secure the future of his family by ensuring that Ms. Mugabe is in charge of the executive arm of the state.
It could happen. If the North Korean president left his very young son, what would stop President Mugabe from wanting or desiring to have the throne remaining within his family?
Another independent political commentator, Fortune Gwaze, said while Ms. Mugabe has in the past said she was not vying for the highest office, recent developments in ZANU-PF point to a different direction.
From her statement on Friday, where she categorically stated that I do not aspire to be, to rule because I'm already ruling, also points to, the fact that she is angling to succeed her husband.
But Muliswa said even if Ms. Mugabe is appointed ZANU-PF presidential candidate for the 2018 elections, she is not sellable to the electorate.
She has no capacity to lead this country.
Another faction of the party calling itself Generation 40 is allegedly supporting Ms. Mugabe's moves. Some ordinary Zimbabweans have criticized the First Lady for a continued attack on Mnangagwa and some cabinet ministers, saying this was affecting government operations. Harare resident Marvin Mukundu said it is becoming difficult for Mnangagwa and his colleagues in the ruling party to discharge their duties when they are constantly attacked and dressed down in public.
For example, if you want to look at the STEM issue and the indigenization issue, where government business is now being interrupted or halted on lines of factionalism. So the First Lady is going on a rampage, perpetuating and making factionalism worse, which is now reflecting on government business.
But ZANU-PF activist Henry Janje said there is nothing wrong about what the First Lady is doing. He says while there are some few individuals who are disgruntled, the majority of people in the ruling party were fully behind her.
What she is doing right now is okay. It gives the party the image that they want it to be.
Democratic Party leader Uriah Izembe said Ms. Mugabe's behavior was very questionable and expect the president and ZANU-PF to rein her in.
We expect that the government machinery must actually be invoked to deal with the situation. Otherwise, this nation is headed for very, very serious social upheavals.
Ms. Mugabe last Friday attacked Mnangagwa and his supporters, accusing them of fanning factionalism and several other issues, among them attempting to kill her son Bellarmine Chatunga and corruption. Speaking at the same rally, Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko said it was not given that a Karanga would succeed President Mugabe in a move that has drawn widespread criticism. People's Democratic Party spokesman Jacob Mafume said Mboko's comments were an insult to the whole ethnic group and was uncalled for as it sets the country on a dangerous path. DP Zembe said presidents in Zimbabwe are not elected on tribal lines and Mboko must be charged for failing to defend the constitution as his utterances promote tribalism. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
A United States cargo aircraft headed for South Africa was impounded by Zimbabwean authorities on Sunday after a dead body was found on the plane. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Civil Aviation Authority of Zimbabwe General Manager David Chawota told Studio 7 by phone that the plane belonging to Western Global Airlines, registered in Florida, United States, was impounded when a dead body was found on the plane. Chawota said the plane that was carrying millions of South African rands belonging to the South African Reserve Bank had stopped at the Harare International Airport for refueling when blood was found dripping from the plane by ground handling staff at the airport. South Africa's ambassador to Zimbabwe, Vusi Mavimbela, confirmed to Studio 7 by phone that the cargo that was in the US plane was ordered from Germany and belonged to the South African government. He said two South African nationals are part of the six people that are being questioned by Zimbabwean authorities. Pradeep Maharaj, the current cluster group executive of the Reserve Bank of South Africa, also issued a statement late this afternoon saying that his bank suspects that the dead body found on the plane carrying the bank's cargo was a stowaway passenger. Maharaj said his bank was making frantic efforts to ensure that its cargo was released and transported to South Africa immediately. The police officer investigating the case, Crispin Makedenge, said he was busy working on the matter and referred all questions to police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba. At the time of going to air, Charamba said she did not have a full brief of the investigation so far. However, some aviation sources told Studio 7 that the plane's captain initially made a request to refuel the aircraft in Maputo, but his request was turned down by Mozambican authorities. The sources said the plane was then allowed to make a stopover at Harare International Airport, where it was later impounded. Meanwhile, Mavimbela told Studio 7 that the plane's crew was not arrested, but helping police with investigations. He added that the two South Africans who were on the crew were employees of the Reserve Bank of South Africa. Police sources said others were two Americans and two Pakistanis. At the time of going to air, Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui had summoned the ambassadors of South Africa, USA, Pakistan and Germany for an emergency meeting over the issue. Mbengegui said he was in a meeting when contacted for comment. In 2004, Zimbabwean authorities intercepted 64 missionaries at the Harare International Airport en route to Equatorial Guinea, where they intended to stage a coup against that country's president, Theodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo. In another story, three men have been arraigned before a Harare magistrate for stealing a phone belonging to President Robert Mugabe's son, Bellarmine Chatunga Mugabe. The trio was ordered to pay $100 bail each by Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.